Welcome back to the Godly Young Men Podcast. This is episode 83. We are grateful that you're watching or listening. One thing we forgot to mention last week and the week before is about the t-shirts.
Yes.
We got a lot of comments. We got a lot of comments in support of the t-shirts. So I will just suffice it to say those are in the works.
Yes.
Those are in the works. We don't have any updates for you right now, but did get a lot of good feedback. I know I'd wear the shirt. I mean, I think it'll look really cool. The black and gold or whatever.
We color have a that different is. Design coming. We may give two designs. Will had a great idea on one of the designs. Do you want to just wait for it? Or you want to
go for it?
Strive for greatness with the gym on the back. Big
so
bold yellow.
So the logo based on the wall would be on the back rather than the front, and then just strive for greatness on the front.
Yeah, big bold yellow strive for greatness. I think that would be the coolest
look.
I mean, yeah, I'd buy one of those more than the other one. Yeah. But we may do the other one because that got a lot of support on that one. So
the other thing too is we want to make them comfortable shirts.
Correct.
Nice comfortable shirts. So anyway, just stay tuned. We got a lot of ideas. We're excited about it. So, but we appreciate the support and the feedback. Keep it coming. And here pretty soon, hopefully we'll have an announcement of, hey, if you want to order one, go to this site or whatever it is. So,
and I will say this, they may be a tad more spendy than like 15, 20 bucks a shirt. And that is because of what you said. We're not skimping on quality on this. The one that I have is on the cheaper end. I just did it as a, just to see what it looked like.
It showed lint and was just kind of
Not ultra comfortable. I want like the real nice heathered, it'll be nice. And you may end up having to pay a little bit more for it, but it's going to be something that you're going to want to wear out and about. We're excited about it, not to say too much, but we're definitely looking at it. So,
all right. So let's get into this episode 83. We're talking about loneliness today and really how to combat loneliness. I would say Joe's definitely got some stats here, but loneliness is at epidemic levels right now in our society, which is strange because we live in the most connected society ever of all time. Like, obviously, we can text anybody we want anytime. We can call anybody we want anytime. We can video FaceTime anybody we want anytime. We can message across social media. We can video message across social media. Like, we can connect with just about anybody in the world that we want to. Most connected time in our nation's history. And yet people are lonelier now than they've ever been, which is ironic. And we're going to maybe get into that here a little bit. But Joe, you got some stats on loneliness that are kind of staggering, to be honest, about just how much of an epidemic this is.
Yeah. So according to a January 2024 report by the APA, American Psychological Association, 30% of Americans age 18 to 34, which is just right around where we're covering, right, for Godly Young Men, 30%, so 1 in 3, say they were lonely every day or several times a week, and single adults are nearly twice as likely as married adults to say they have been lonely on a weekly basis over the past year. 39% versus 22%. So
you're getting close to half the nation.
You're getting close to half the nation. Yeah. I mean, that's 2 out of every 5 people are walking around lonely at least once a week. But for the severe loneliness, I mean, you're talking every single day, 1 in 3 Americans from 18 to 34. So the people we're talking to right here, Godly Young Men, a lot of loneliness out there. No, according to November 2023 report that I saw, globally, 25% of respondents between 15 and 18 years old feel, quote, very lonely or fairly lonely. 25%, so 1 in 4 of the people that we're talking to, the 15 to 18-year-olds, very lonely or fairly lonely. This is even higher among those age 19 to 29, with 27% of participants experiencing significant levels of loneliness. Not just like, man, I wish somebody was nearby, like
approaching depression.
Correct.
And that kind of thing, yeah.
27%, 19 to 29. This is a massive problem, and I would say COVID made loneliness the epidemic that we see today. I think people were already kind of headed toward loneliness for the reason you listed, which is we're too connected. And the interesting thing, I'm curious your thoughts on that, of why you think that is. I mean, I feel like the more connected we are, it's kind of like when you have too many options, it actually makes you unhappy.
If
with
everybody's
the
super,
you know,
nobody's super, that's your
favorite
line.
Exactly,
you love that line.
Exactly. And like, you have so many options. If you put 6 different, or let's just say 10 different desserts in front of somebody, first off, it's a recipe for people to not, recipe, no pun intended, for people to not be happy with their choice because they made one, it's like, oh, I could have had
You're not
going to
enjoy
right?
as much, yeah.
But the other thing is, it's just, there's a specific psychological phrase that I'm blanking on, but like, you have too many choices and it just shuts you down.
That, and I think, yes, we're more connected than ever, but I think the connections are a lot shallower.
Yeah.
They're not as deep. The friendships are not as deep. The relationships are nowhere near as deep because it's all surface level. It's social media. It's, again, we're texting Joe instead of like talking to Joe, even on the phone, or like seeing, watching Joe's body language as we have this conversation, like you're just not going to be as connected when it's all this, or, you know, like, again, maybe even phone calls and whatnot when you're not in person. And so I think what's contributing to that is two things. One, again, they're more shallow. The connections are way more shallow. You're not really as close to people as you think. But then secondly, because we can communicate so much easier over the phone, over text or whatever, I do think people are getting together to hang out less.
Yeah.
Because, you know, previously, like if I want to talk to my friend, I got to have him over. We got to go do something together. We got to go play basketball, go on a hike, go play golf, whatever it is, together. Now you can kind of get a cheap version of that. Either, you know, of course, for a lot of young guys, it's on video games, talking in the headset, or it's, you know, texting, FaceTiming, whatever. And yes, you're still hanging out with people, but it's virtually rather than in person again. Yeah. And so those would be my two reasons, is that you get access to your friends is easier, but you're not in person hanging out near as much because you can kind of get a cheap version of that. You can do it virtually. And I do think that's harmful.
It's also interesting. This is not like an internet episode, but like the way that people, specifically Gen Z, communicate these days, they communicate through memes a lot of the time. So what used to be words, like I'll just give that through a picture or through other people's words or whatever else. So we're not even learning our own language, or like they're learning their own language, I should say, but we're not really even learning how to appropriately communicate emotions, communicate humor, to communicate things like that. So much of it is meme-based or clip-based, you know,
slang,
or check out this TikTok. This is perfect. This perfectly describes me. Like, we don't even know how to describe ourselves now because we've like outsourced it to other people. So I think that kind of comes into it as well. But we say all this to say this is a real problem for godly young men even. You may look at it like you may be one of those that's very lonely, and hopefully this episode will help as we get into the tips here in just a second to help combat loneliness. But we talk as though it's kind of easy to get accountability partners, or you may think that's kind of how we look at it. It's easy to get accountability partners or mentors or good friends. It's not easy in the least. And we, you know, we realize that. We understand for some it's going to come easy. For some, you got a bazillion kids in your youth group and some kids that maybe some friends that your family grew up with that you're really tight with. There's a lot of people, especially those in the rural Oklahoma, or we have listeners in Kansas or Missouri or whatever it is, you know, kind of the Midwest, or maybe you don't have a ton of people. Maybe your homeschool group is kind of small, or the kids are a little bit awkward or whatever it may be, and you don't have a ton of close friends. We realize how difficult this can be and how much loneliness can really seep into the godly young men sphere that we speak to. And so we wanted to specifically say this. And the reason why I got into this, and I'll let you get into the tips, I was listening to a podcast, Modern Wisdom, from Chris Williamson, and he was going off on how many people reach out to him specifically about loneliness. Like, how do we combat loneliness? And he's like, it's worse than I ever thought it was, that so many people are just lonely in this day and age and they don't know what to do about it. And the only way they seem to be able to work through it, well, is through online, right? Trying to figure out online. So we wanted to come up with our own tips when we realize how difficult that is.
I got one more thing to say, I'll actually let you get into the first tip here. Understand, if you are coming from a place of, I don't really have a lot of friends, I don't have hardly any close friends, you can't and you're not going to be able to microwave it.
Yeah.
That's part of the problem, we want to, it's the same thing as the kid that's been working somewhere for eight months to a year that's like, well, I want to be making what the CEO makes.
Yeah.
The guy that's 23, 24 saying, well, I want to already be a millionaire. Well, duh, everybody wants to be. But almost all the time, you cannot microwave success.
It's going to take some time.
You can't microwave moving up in a company and getting all the benefits that the guys that have been there forever get. It's the same thing with really close friends. If you are lucky enough to be, you know, our age and have really, really close friends, I would obviously consider myself very blessed to have Joe. But me and Joe go back, I mean, I was 5 or 6 when I met Joe.
We've been
getting together and hanging out together 2 or 3 times a year for 15 years, maybe even longer at this point. Actually, yeah, definitely longer than that at this point. And so, yeah, like a relationship like Joe and I have, that's an investment. That takes a lot of time. I've got some other people that are like that. And so if you're looking at it from the perspective of I've got nobody right now, understand these tips that we're going to give, it's still going to take time. You're not going to be able to just kind of surface level, shallow, microwave everything. Oh, instantly I've got a really close connection and I'm not lonely anymore. Be patient. It will take time. But it's the same thing with investing actual money in the stock market. If you start now, or the most important thing is to start now and be patient, and it will yield returns eventually, but just trying to microwave it, the cryptocurrency, yeah. That was exactly my thoughts. Like, this doesn't work a lot of the time. Maybe it works for some, doesn't work for a lot of people. And so that would be the only thing I'll say before we get into the tips is, if you are coming from the perspective of, I've got nobody right now, just be patient.
I think that's a great first tip. I would make that tip number one, which is pump the brakes. Patience is a virtue, as they say, right? Like, it is going to take some time.
Like, the best friendships, the best relationships require a lot of investment.
Correct. And you may be able to get out of loneliness between now and then, I think. Hopefully, but in terms of, like, looking at, okay, I got to have a bestie to get out of loneliness, which is kind of a big deal these days. We got to have a best friend. That is the one that you got to cultivate over time, take some time. But we're going to give you some steps to hopefully kind of get you out of this loneliness and more into the world of being able to find friends and things like that. But so tip number one, I would say, is be patient on this. Tip number two, this is normal. Just want to normalize it. As I said, you're not alone in this. Sometimes it feels like because you're alone, right? It's loneliness. Like, man, I'm just dealing with this. There are so many people dealing with loneliness right now. This is very normal. I know that doesn't help fully. You know, that's not a tip in terms of getting you through it, but just enough to say, don't beat yourself up. That doesn't make you weird or anything else like that. You have millions and millions and millions of people dealing with the exact same thing. We're all trying to navigate something new in life. And that's what's difficult here is we've never been in the year 2024 before. And so everything that we have now with TikTok and all the different ones, Kick and the different messaging apps and the different social media apps and everything else that you have, like, we realize this is a new thing. We're kind of coming into it. Yeah. And you always have this with any new technology where you have an entire generation that goes, what do we do with this? You're the guinea pigs in a lot of ways for this stuff. And so realize loneliness is normal at this stage. But yeah.
Joe, I would go ahead and actually tie in the next thing. Like, just make this a part of this second point here. Yeah. I'd say.
It is just a phase. Remember, this is just a phase in life.
Especially if you're not married yet.
Correct. You are going to have lonely moments, even in marriage. There's a lot of married people that are lonely, that hence why we talk about pick well, right? Choose a spouse that's your best friend that you know, you'll get along with and may not always get along and may have some issues, but by and large, you're friends with them. But this is just a phase in life. I think sometimes I can feel like this is going to go on for forever and I'm always going to be lonely and I've been lonely for the last couple of years and so it's always going to be this way. That's the way depression works. You never think you're going to get out of depression when you're in the middle of it. Keep working on these things. The other tips we're about to give is to make some of these friends. Like, keep working on this. Remember, be patient as it goes. But this is just a phase in life. Try to keep the long approach where instead of just, it's always going to be this way. No, it's not. It feels like it. And I fully understand it. And I hurt with you. And I've been lonely in times of my life. But it is a phase. It will get better at some point in the future.
Yeah. So number three, I would say is, if you're not already, pray for friends and pray for good friends, close friends.
Yep. Bring it
that
to God.
That might seem like a weird thing to pray for, but obviously I think I'm glad Joe has this early in the outline, early in the tips, is, man, start with bringing it before God. Yep. Praying, God, bring me close friends. Bring me somebody I can really connect with, because that's the other thing. The friendship discussion is, so there's so many different questions I want to ask, angles I want to hit that we just don't have time for.
Yep.
But you are just going to click with certain people and not click with others. And so maybe that is something you bring to God of, you know, maybe you have a lot of acquaintances that you just don't really click with all that well, people at work, people at school, whatever. There are people out there that you will really click with. And I'm not even just talking about having the same likes and dislikes. I think that that's still maybe a little bit shallow, but somebody who thinks like you, somebody who values the same things you do, somebody who, and maybe it is you guys enjoy the same things, there's nothing wrong with that, but maybe bring that to God. Pray for those things. Yeah, pray that God will bring you somebody like that, multiple people like that, that you'll find a group, a circle, a gang, so to speak, of people who you can really rely on, depend on. Man, first and foremost, bring it to God. Do you have anything to add to that?
Yeah, I was just thinking about Elijah, right? Elijah feels alone. He's forgotten and forsaken. This is right after Mount Carmel. He has this amazing experience.
Kareeth, I think, or is it?
He's a better studier than I am. Yeah.
Heard a lesson on it one time. It's the only reason I remember.
There you go. But yeah, right after, it's like, Jezebel's after me and I'm the only one saying this. I'm the only one doing this. I'm all alone. And God, first off, reminds him, as we just said, you're not alone. There's 7,007, whatever it was, of my people out there that are there. You just may not know about it. But God doesn't come to him in the fire, didn't come into the whirlwind. He comes to him in a gentle wind, kind of whisper, like, just to let Elijah know, I'm here for you. And he takes care of him and he, you know, gives him food and things like that. And That's the way God works. Is sometimes it's like, God, where are you? And I'm alone and I don't feel this and everything else. Sometimes God just sends that little whisper of like, it's going to be okay. Let God nourish you in this moment. But be praying for friends. Make sure you're bringing this before God and saying, God, I'm lonely and I do want somebody here, and see what he says.
If you don't mind, I'm going to get into number four and let you get into number five. So number four would be use online friends sparingly. Spend more time in the real world. I got so many thoughts on this. We've already talked about the kind of the shallowness of social media, and I think I've come out and said on this podcast before, like, less is more when it comes to social media. Like, the less you're on it, the less social medias you have, the less time you spend in that, I do think is for the better. And I think that, you know, that applies to a lot of things, but I think that also applies to finding friends and keeping friends is, man, go out for coffee or go out to eat with them, you know, in person, or have them over, hang out and do things together, as opposed to, well, I'll just message them or I'll just FaceTime them. And obviously, again, those things are benefits and conveniences that are nice for some reasons. But man, I would say, especially if you just have online relationships with people, I'm sorry, you're just going to be lonelier than if you have somebody that you spend actual time with, that, again, that you, you know, can read their face as they're talking to you and you guys are sharing ideas and sharing thoughts or just having fun together, you know, again, playing sports or hunting, fishing, whatever it is. Man, you are that, talk about not being lonely when you're able to do those types of things with people in the real world. Again, not in front of a screen. I just think that's so much better. And I don't want to sound like, again, this old man who hates technology. I'm on my phone a lot. I use technology a lot, on my computer a lot. But at the same time, I understand, like, again, less is more when it comes to social media. Less time on the screens, less time in front of a computer, more time in person with people doing things together, church activities or serving people at your church with other people in person. Man, that's just so much better than stuff on the screen.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. This is where a lot of loneliness comes from. And you can, even if you Google, which actually I did just to see what they had to say, you know, and I supplemented a little bit with what I saw, but mainly had this list. But even if you Google it, this is one of the things they tell you is get off of social media, get into the real world. Like, we think that we are solving the loneliness because, man, I'm around people and I'm seeing them. But when you're looking through Instagram and you see somebody's life that's just absolutely perfect and you're going, ugh.
They're at the beach every other week.
Right, you know, with all their buddies, and boy, they're hitting Miami, and it's like, whoa, this, you know what I mean? And you're like, that's not me. And so that actually furthers the loneliness is, yeah, I don't have anybody, and look at this guy. He's got 30 friends surrounding him, 30 of his closest buddies, like, and half of them are probably paid for an entourage and everything. You know what I mean? You're seeing these social media influencers and it just seems like the great life is always right there beyond your reach. Get in the real world. Realize that, man, that's not where it's at. Even if it's your buddy from Facebook that's going to Disney or whatever, please, hopefully not, right? But, you know, he's going to Disney and it's like, oh man, he gets to live all this fun life and here I am being lonely. That can create such discontent or discontentment as you're looking at everybody else's lives online that, well, no, that's where I connect with people and I'm messaging back and forth. And yet you get off of Messenger and they're still not there and you're still alone and that still hurts. And so the more we're around, I think that's a great point that you're making, Will, on all of that. Next, which is, I think, what, number five?
Number five, yeah.
Spend time in nature. This sounds like a weird one, but spend time in nature, especially for us guys. It's very grounding being in the dirt, right? That's where we are supposed to be. Vitamin D is very good for you. We talked about that with testosterone. We talked about how much nature is ingrained in us. Like, God created us to be in nature. And so this is one of those actually that I found online. I'm glad that I looked it up because I didn't really have this on my radar. And I said spend time in nature. But the more you look at it, the more it makes sense of you're out and about, you're doing something, you're enjoying just God's beautiful creation and realizing like there is more to life. And you can almost feel insignificant, but in a roundabout way, it's like God made all of this for us. And so it just provides perspective, I suppose, yeah, getting out in nature. And it's really good to breathe fresh air, to be outside with the greenery. I mean, it's absolutely gorgeous. And so please try to spend as much time outside as possible. If you are alone, connect back to nature.
My two, almost 3-year-old always wants to go outside. Literally, if he could be outside all the time, he would. Every time I get home, you know, Dad, you want to go outside? Like, and I love that. I'm trying to nurture that. Like, I try to never tell him no because I'd rather him be outside playing than inside. You know, we don't do screens, but like even just inside playing in the air condition, it's like be outside. It's kind of what men do or what men should do. And I that's so interesting that you got it on here and that the internet had it for combating loneliness. But it does kind of force you to just be alone with your thoughts and kind of come to grips with that. Joe, I know you got something on that a little bit later in the outline, but yeah, I'm glad that's on there because I do think the more time, I've already talked about the screens, but the more time we spend just not outside, it does probably add to the loneliness a little bit. So I think it's very interesting.
You're enclosed. Yeah, you're enclosed. This is like, okay, the world is your oyster in a way. Even if that's not the case, it just feels, you don't feel near as like cloistered, I suppose. You know what I mean? It has as tight and in there. Next one, text and call friends that you do make over the summer. Keep up with those that you make at camps, things like that. Because
reach out to them.
Yeah, man, I'm lonely. It's like you go to camp. It's the spiritual high. It's this high in every other way, emotional high. You're making a bazillion one friends, right? Everything's great. And then you come home and 2 months later, like, did you reach out to those friends? No, no, I didn't. You know, they didn't reach out to me either. And so you're kind of hurt, but you also didn't do it yourself. And so,
that's a good point.
If you're lonely, man, reach out to those that you make as you go. If you're at a camp or if you're finding people over, you know, you go to, a lot of people go to like PTP or whatever it may be, and you're going to find people and connect with somebody, and man, they're living just like you and they're a homeschool kid a couple states away. And wow, that's fantastic. Nurture the friendships. Write them if you have to. Text, call. I know not everybody gets a cell phone, especially the younger listeners. Write letters. That may sound weird, but write letters. Use your parents' phone. Get on the phone and call them. It's like, well, nobody calls these days. Maybe we should. Maybe it's good to hear somebody's voice.
Probably should, yeah.
It's good to hear the other person's voice and just get used to being on the phone. That's one of those things of social awkwardness. Oh, I don't want to make the phone call. Man, you're going to be lonely for a long time if you can't make that phone call to, you know, maybe somebody that you made, a friend that you made over the summer at camp or something like that. Anything you'd add to that?
I don't think so. I'm going to move us on to number 7 now, which is look to help people in your life. Look to help people at church. Look to help people, you know, maybe if you go to school, or just look for ways to serve, look for ways to help. And I think that is going to open the door to maybe some relationships that you didn't. And here's the thing about this one. It doesn't always have to be people your age.
Correct.
Doesn't always have to be the 17-year-old and, you know, you're 16 and somebody who's your age. Maybe it's the, and it also, because obviously this applies to like 70 and 80-year-olds, doesn't always have to be them either.
Right.
Maybe you find a 35-year-old who, your 35-year-old guy who's really cool and has got a lot of things that maybe you're like, man, he's really good at this sport, or man, he's really good at this. Great guy in business, and he needs help working on his yard, or putting a fence up in his backyard, and you offer to help. That could be really cool. I mean, maybe that's how you find mentors. That's how you find, you know, whatever it is. Just looking for ways to serve can kind of open some doors, I would say.
Yeah. Get outside yourself a little bit.
Yeah.
Focus on others. I think that's great. Next one, look for groups or activities to join in your area. Man, if you're into bowling, join a bowling league. If you're into basketball, go to the YMCA and start playing basketball with people. Like, now, I realize we're going to have some parents who are like, I don't want my kids to be friends with those in the world. You got to vet this appropriately. That's why I have this next one on here. I'm just going to go ahead and get into the next one.
Number 9, yeah.
Don't compromise in your friend choice.
This is huge. This is super
important. Do not compromise your friend choice. I'm going to let Will go off on this in just a second because I think he's got some really good thoughts on this. My thought would be, as you're going out, you know, I had hockey buddies and I had some really, really good hockey friends. They still cussed. They still did things. I didn't do it with them. But one of my best friends growing up playing hockey smoked weed like crazy. Never smoked it in my life. I'm obviously very against it. Don't do that. I'm not saying it's good. He was a bad influence in that way, but except I didn't ever join him in that. He never pushed it on me. Not like the most Christian kid, but he also had a heart of gold and was really nice in other areas. And he never asked me for any of that stuff. Never did it around me. I just knew that he was a stoner. You got to be careful with some of those relationships. Yeah. Like if you're going to be the type that's like, yeah, you know, maybe you'll do it with him. Absolutely not. You got to know. And for the parents, you got to know your kid. If he's going to be around somebody like that and be influenced, and if the kid's going to be a bad influence, hey, make sure you're not compromising in friend choice. Well, he's lonely, so we'll let him put up with it. No. Whereas if you have a friend who is maybe not the most Christian kid, but he also keeps it, they didn't cuss around me. They knew, like,
yeah,
Joe doesn't cuss. Joe doesn't do these things. They never offered me porn. They never offered me anything like that. Maybe once or twice it, you know, that I turned down. But this is over years and years and years of playing hockey multiple times a week. It really helped. I did have some hockey friends. I was closer to a lot of my hockey friends than my church friends just because we got along and they had hearts of gold and they knew not to do those things around me. So it's kind of, all I'm saying on the friend choice is be very selective on your friend choice, but also maybe reach out into other areas as long as you feel ready and prepared to kind of battle some of the potential peer pressure, as long as you're connected to your family and you're not compromising in friend choice. It may be good to join that bowling league or the you know, ultimate frisbee league, or in my case, hockey or basketball or whatever it is, and find some like-minded individuals that you can slowly kind of get around and work through loneliness.
I would say you want to look for character traits. You want to look for really good qualities. Maybe you want to look for things that you wish you were a little bit better at. Again, not in a, like, I would wish I was a better sports player, but I'm talking like, if you struggle with self-discipline, look for people who are really self-disciplined. If you struggle with, you know, working out, look for people who do that. But like, again, mainly character traits, like, again, good-hearted people, hard workers.
They may not be perfect.
Yeah. And they may not, it's might set some people off. Might not even be Church of Christ. Like, you do not have to, like, a lot of the people that I work with that I would consider myself friends with, they're not Church of Christ, but they are religiously based. And so that makes them good moral people, good character. Those might be some great friends. And maybe that would be something you could have an influence on for the better, because I, you know, typically the religiously based ones are not going to tempt you to do the wrong things. Not always. Sometimes they will, but maybe you'll have some really good influence on them, and Bible study potential will open up, but whatever it is, good character is, I guess, my point with this one is, don't compromise and say, well, I don't want to be lonely, so let me go seek out the bad character people, the people who are going to make me do stupid, I would say influence me to do stupid things or to treat people poorly or to be unkind. Like, no, don't. You are not lonely enough to make that worth it. Correct. Is what I would say.
The low-hanging fruit. Don't go after the low-hanging fruit. Find high character, high quality people.
And high achievers, too. Like, yeah, and I thought about having an episode on this where it's like, if you're constantly hanging out with the people who are just not going to make anything of themselves, knuckleheads, just want to goof off all the time, never want to work hard, that's going to rub off on you whether you think it will or not.
And interestingly, with that friend, you know, we split and went our own separate ways, because you start realizing it's like, even though when we were around each other, he was a great kid, he was respectful, I think he even came to churches a few times, you know, I had more of an influence than he did. By and large, it just was one of those friendships of like, he ended up making his personal choices. I don't hate him for it, but at the same time, he never came around to Christianity the way we were hoping. He never, you know, the influence stopped at some point and we just ended up drifting apart. You really want to make sure that you're selective with your friend choices, that you are more of an example for them than the other way around.
Yeah.
And to surround yourself by high quality individuals that have high character and hopefully are moving in the right direction. And that's something that I've learned. We're going to have an episode, I think next episode, on things we've learned. That's not on my list, but that certainly could be of like, make sure you're making some really positive friends from day one as much as possible that are moving in a positive direction with you. That can't always happen, but at the same time, you know, you don't always know from day one. To the best of your ability, and you know, I realize like it's difficult to be choosy, but I guess that is our point, is loneliness doesn't mean you don't get to be choosy. Doesn't mean that you
don't compromise. Don't settle for, again, kind of a crappy friend because it's like, well, I don't want to be lonely. Don't do that.
Go ahead and get us in the next
one. Let's blaze through these last two. Yeah, all right, so number 10 is what we're on. Get closer to your family if possible. Obviously, not everybody has siblings, but if you do, man, your siblings can be... Man, talk about your little circle. Talk about your bestie. Talk about just having a really good, kind of built-in, really solid friend. It saddens me that a lot of people don't have good, close relationships with their siblings. There might be a lot of reasons for that, again, that we don't have time to delve into now. But, man, if possible, make your sibling group be a really good... I mean, that's one of the benefits of having a lot of siblings and having a lot of kids whenever you get to that age is... They kind of have some built-in best friends. I know Joe's got great relationships with his siblings. I know that I do as well. That's a really cool thing, especially if you're a guy and you've got a brother. Yep. Man, that's hard beat right there. But again, if you're one of those people that's like, I don't really get along with my sibling, maybe try a little harder. Maybe set aside some differences. Maybe try to compromise. Just be the bigger person if maybe you guys have got some beef or whatever it is. Man, and not even just your siblings, but this is kind of the one I want to focus on, is because, man, that can be such a solid friendship. That can be such a great relationship for you. And that can be a really quick way to stop being lonely if you just try to be really close with your siblings when a lot of people in our day and age are not.
And like you said, sometimes that means tough conversations. It means calling some things out.
Stuff behind you.
Look, we're not close, but I really want to have a relationship with you. Sometimes just that conversation. Yep. Maybe with your cousins. If you don't have siblings, get it with your parents. Try to get closer to your parents. Just those who God has in your life, immediately speaking, work on those relationships. Very last, learn to be alone, not lonely. There is a difference.
That's interesting. I like this. Yeah.
There is a difference. I think there are plenty of people that can, you look at monks, are monks lonely? No, they're alone. It's okay to be alone. Lonely is almost a state of mind, because there you can be in a crowded room and be lonely.
Yeah.
You can be in a marriage with somebody and be lonely. But just because you're alone doesn't mean you have to be lonely. This is a time, I think, where you get to enjoy your own company. What that means is, you got to figure out what Joe wants, right? I need to take this time to get to know Joe a little bit more. maybe this is a season of life. It is a phase, right? Maybe it's a season of life that God has brought for me to get to know myself a little bit more and for me to learn to be in aloneness and know that that's okay. I don't always have to be surrounded by people making me feel better and picking me up and everything else, because a lot of times that becomes the coping technique, basically, yeah. Is if I can surround myself with people that like me, that tells me I'm worthy of love and worthy of being liked. But if I'm alone, I guess I'm not worthy. That's not true at all. You are worthy of being loved and being liked, and the right people will see that and they'll appreciate it. Maybe not in this moment of life, but that will come.
It's interesting. I think he's pretty well stopped making music now, but Justin Bieber on his most recent album, he had a song literally called Lonely, yep. Where he talks about just how lonely he was. And, you know, he's been out of the limelight or spotlight there for a while. But you think about it, in his heyday, Justin Bieber was the biggest name in music, essentially. Oh, yeah. And he had performing for tens of thousands of fans. He had a whole entourage, and yet he was lonely.
Yeah.
And I think that's so interesting in the sense of, again, just because you're around a lot of people all the time, or maybe you think you have really close friends, a lot of people are really, obviously he's a celebrity, and a lot of people who listen to watch this are not celebrities. At the same time, that illustrates the point of, you can have a lot of people, maybe go to school with a lot of people, big youth group, you can still be very lonely. And so I think that's a very interesting point here, I guess the one that we're kind of wrapping on, which is you need to learn how to be alone. It is a self-esteem thing. Yeah. It really is, like, you know, I get my self-esteem from hanging out with other people and, you know, people laughing at my jokes and thinking I'm funny. There is a lot of shallowness there, and that will come to an end eventually. And so
learn to like you. I mean, that's really what we would end on, is learn to like you. And if you like you, other people will like you, and you'll find yourself being more like,
there's a confidence there,
more likable, yeah. Right. From others, there's a confidence that comes with it, which is like, I'm okay with myself. I don't need to compromise. I don't need to compromise friends and be around knuckleheads. Like, I know who I am. I know what I'm about. And if they want to hang with me, that's great. And if they don't, okay. I'm okay, but I'm not lonely, yep. In that. Last tip I'd say is just journal about it. If you're really struggling with it, struggling with some of those emotions, struggling with loneliness, journal about it, pray about it, get those emotions out, but ultimately realize, like, maybe this is a time for God saying, be still and know that I am God. Work on your relationship with Him. Work on your relationship with self. Utilize this time, because there's going to be times where it's like, man, I wish I could have a little bit more alone time, right? Use this as an opportunity to really grow through it. So without that, without anything else, I think...
Wrap right there?
Yeah, I think we'll wrap right here. This has been episode 83, I believe, of the Godly Amen podcast. Thank you for listening. If you do have thoughts, questions, comments, as always, please let us know. We know loneliness is a struggle. Message us. You can find us on Facebook, I think. I think we have an Instagram account. And so message us on there. I mean, if there are things, questions that you have or things that you want to add, and of course, all the comments we do read, we very much appreciate. But yeah, this has been episode 83 of the Godly Amen podcast. We'll talk to you again next week.